right? Whoa! A descending whinny is what they say about the eastern screech owl.
When it comes to making science fun, Lisa Purcell is a pro.
I'm gonna try. Ooh, 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 ooh. I like to say it sort of comes from down here.
Mimicking an owl or a foraging squirrel is all part of a day's work for Purcell, who's director of the Four Winds Nature Institute. On this particular morning, she's training volunteers from three Vermont towns, Shrewsbury, Chittenden, and Mendon, to teach an elementary school workshop on owls.
Ooh, 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 ooh. So try it again.
Purcell and several colleagues founded the Four Winds Nature Institute in 2006. Their school workshops are modeled after a similar program created back in the 1970s by the Vermont Institute of Natural Science. Purcell worked for VINS for years as a science educator. But she says as VINS focused more of its energy on building a new headquarters, Purcell and others spun off Four Winds to ensure that the community-based science education program remained strong. Nearly 6 years later, Four Winds has 1,500 volunteers working in four northeastern states. People like Shrewsbury, Vermont resident Connie Youngstrom.
We've had visits to the stream in back of our school, and that's just been a great adventure. Kids always end up getting soaking wet, but they love it. Their eyes light up when they get into the stream and, you know, turn over rocks to find little crustaceans and little, you know, critters underneath the stones.
The program's curriculum is designed to comply with the state of Vermont science standards. Four Winds charges schools $3,200 to participate. That covers 8 volunteer training sessions and the accompanying teaching materials. Lisa Purcell says the staff works hard to make the material relevant.
We know that we want kids to be learning hands-on. We know we want them to be making discoveries in their own backyard. We'd love it to be something that probably they've been walking by without noticing. And then we start thinking about, well, how are we going to get kids excited about that? What will the puppet show need to include in order for students to understand the life of a goldenrod ball gallfly, for example?
Kelly Bates, a teacher at Barstow Memorial School in Chittenden, says that creative approach is what makes Four Winds so popular with students.
One year we were doing something with trees, and the kids were actually parts of a tree. You know, some would be the trunk, and then kids were actually laying down on the floor being the roots, and things like that that kind of connect science theories in a way that they can understand.
Four Winds director Lisa Purcell not only trains volunteers, she is one. One afternoon a month, she puts her organization's science activities to the test in front of first graders.
Try it again. Ooh, 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 ooh. If you hear that outside your window, then the great horned owl...
Mimicking owls is a hoot, but Purcell really hits it out of the park with these 6- and 7-year-olds when she explains how owls eat things whole and then cough up pellets filled with what they couldn't digest.
So what you were going to do is we're going to have one pellet at each table. We're going to break them apart, and then in teams of two. No, they're very clean. Look. They don't smell bad or anything.
She's right, they don't. All Four Winds pellets are sanitized and come from, would you believe, owlpellets.com.
We're going to very carefully pull these apart, okay? Because we're collecting data. We're collecting information about what the owl ate, okay?
At first, some of these young scientists are a bit hesitant, but within minutes, they're riveted to their task.
Oh, my gosh!
Now look, it has teeth.
Oh, I have a tooth!
Here's the other part of its lower jaw. Do you see it? Do you see this here?
7-year-olds Gracie Stahura and Sophia Husak lean over their prize, the skeletal remains of a tiny rodent called a vole.
Do you see those teeth? It's so purple. I never knew about the pellets. We have a big yard, but there's woods all around us. And I'm going to look under the trees. So if I find them, I'm going to get some toothpicks and...
Lisa Purcell looks over at the girls' table and beams. Her young students are excited by their scientific discoveries. Mission accomplished. For VOA News, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden, Vermont.